Avos Perik Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah from Sinai. Umesara Yoshua, and he gave it to Yoshua. Yoshua the Zekenim, and Yoshua gave it to the Zekenim. Zekenim to the Neviim. Zekenim to the Neviim. Neviim Mesura Anshe Knesset Gedola, and they transmitted the Torah to the Anshe Knesset Gedola. Hey, Mamru Shlosha Dvarim. The Anshe Knesset Gedola said three important messages. Number one, have a Musuna Bedin. One should be slow to judge. Take time. Be deliberate in judgment. Ve'amidu Talmidim Harbei. You should try to have many Talmidim. Vasus Yag LaTorah, and should build fences around the Torah. So there is a very famous Bartanura that you got to read on the first Mishnah Pirkei Avos, where Omer Ani says the Bartanura. Shemasecha zu inim yusad shal pirush mitzvah mitzvah Torah kashar mesechta shem Mishnah. This mesechta is not about a particular mitzvah in the Torah, like all other mesechtas and Mishnayis. Elukula musarim umidals. It's all musar and midals. V'chach miyosol gamkin chibrus farim. Kemosha badu miliba medarkei musar ketzad yisnai gadam. You know, in all the nations of the world, people have all sorts of books of morality and things like that, but they made up their morality. That's why this Masechta starts with the Masoras HaTorah, to tell us that our morality is not something we made up, it's something that came from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That just like we know the rest of Torah came from Har Sinai, this also came from Har Sinai. So again, the first three messages were Masun and Bedin, that you shouldn't just say the din, you should think about it very, very carefully. You should try to have a lot of Talmidim and not be so picky about who can be a Talmud of yours and who cannot be a Talmud of yours. And you should make a Siyag LaTorah to prevent yourself from violating Dinim in the Torah. So Shemarti Mishmarti Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, that you have to protect the Torah HaKadosha. So to review what we learned today, the last Mishnah Masechta Avodah Zarah had taught us that if you buy kelim that were used by Yenovid Chavim, so if it wasn't used with anything hot or anything that absorbs, so just be tovel it. But if it was used with something hot, so then you may need to do Hagala or Libun depending how it was used. So something that was used as a barbecue grate or a spit, you need to do Libun. A knife that was only used cold, you just have to get the fat off the edges of the knife by sticking it into Karka Kasha. And then Parak Aleph Mishnah Aleph of Pirkei Avos, we went through the Masoras HaTorah from Moshe to Yoshua to the Zekenim to the Neviim to the Anshe Knesset Gedola, and three lessons that the Anshe Knesset Gedola taught was to be deliberate in judgment, to set up many Talmidim, and to make a Siyag LeTorah. Be'ez Hashem, next time we will continue in the first parak of Pirkei Avos. Have a great day, everybody.